Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 26th, 2021. Today is Friday in the first week of Lent. Our reflection today is drawn from the 6th chapter of John, verses 1 through 15, and it's one of the most familiar stories in the entire New Testament. In fact, Jesus' feeding of the 5,000 is so important that it is one of those stories found in all four of the Gospels. One of the few stories, in fact, that is found in all four Gospels. The details are a little different, but in each telling of the story, some of those details add color and nuance, and for me anyway, piques my curiosity about the story. Today, in John's Gospel, Jesus is being followed by a crowd because of the signs and wonders that he is performing. He sees a large crowd coming to him. He asks his disciple Philip, "Where are we going to get these people something to eat?" And the writer of the Gospel says Jesus knew what he was going to do, but he was saying this to Philip to test him. Philip replies, 6 months' wages would not be enough to feed this crowd." Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, says, "Well, there's this little boy here, and he's got 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many?" Meaning, these are scant resources, and the need is huge. Jesus has the crowd sit down. You all know what happens. He breaks the bread, he breaks the fish, and he distributes it to the disciples who distribute it to the people. Everybody eats all they can hold, and afterwards there are 12 basketfuls of leftovers. So Jesus provides not just enough for everyone's appetite, but more than enough. It's an abundance of enough from these scant resources. One of the things that's important about this telling of the feeding of the 5,000 in all four Gospels is that people who would have told that story or who would have read it once the Gospels were written down, they would have recalled a similar time when a multitude was fed in the wilderness, a multitude far beyond physical resources. And that feeding, of course, is when the Israelites, having left Egypt, find themselves in the desert with nothing to eat. And they complain, as people in distress are wont to do. And God tells Moses, "Get ready." And so God provides this substance. Everybody wants to know, what is it? And so that's what they name it, manna, which means, what is it? And God provides enough so that every day people can eat their fill. And then on the 6th day, when they collect their manna, there's enough left over so that they can eat their fill on the 7th day. It wasn't much to look at, but it was enough. In fact, as I was reading the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, I couldn't help but recall this wonderful line in the Psalms, Psalm 78, verse 25, that recounts the story of the manna, and the psalmist says, "So mortals ate the bread of angels. God provided for them food enough." The notion of God's provision, that's an important theme throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, and it's an important theme in the Christian Scriptures as well. Jesus provides from scant resources enough for all of the hungry people, 5,000 according to John, for everyone's hungry bellies to be filled. And there were leftovers. I think we get too tangled up in the technicalities of this story. How could it have happened? Did it happen? Is this just a bit of pastoral imagination gone wild on the part of the gospel writer? I think if we get caught up in those technical questions, we really miss a wonderful devotional point. And that is when Philip says, or Andrew says, what are these little resources? 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. I often say 5 saltines, 2 sardines. What are these scant resources going to do in the face of all this need? And Jesus basically says, get the people to sit down and let's get busy. I think that's a good word. We in the church are often more able to talk about the things we don't have. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough people. We don't have enough talent. We don't have enough resources. We don't have this. We don't have that. Just get a group of people in a church together and ask them to start naming things, and before you know it, they've got a list of 75 things that they don't have. And sometimes we overlook all the things we do have. Whether or not we have a building, we have each other, we have our faith, we have the minds that God has given us to think with, and the hearts that God has given us to love with, and the hands that God has given us to serve with, and the feet that God has given us to go where God's sending us. We've got all that we need. A Bible scholar, theologian, preacher that I've come to follow through the years, Samuel Wells, who at one time was the dean of the chapel at Duke University, he has a saying, God has given us everything we need to love God, to worship God, and to be God's friends. And it seems to me that if we could embrace that even though our resources may seem scarce to us, if we give what we have to God, if we distribute what we have on behalf of God to the people who are hungry in all kinds of ways, physically, spiritually, emotionally, if we feed out of what we have and we do it faithfully, maybe, just maybe, we can trust that in God's hands, those resources that we share, they will be enough. And who knows? There may even be leftovers. Let us pray. Support us, O Lord, with your gracious favor through the fast we have begun, that as we observe it by bodily self-denial, so we may fulfill it with inner sincerity of heart. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.